Okay, so you know how it is, right? You're trying to stay on top of things in the tech world, and suddenly you're faced with this massive task, like a full-blown Salesforce implementation. It can feel a little like you've been thrown into the deep end, maybe without even knowing how to swim.
It's that feeling of being handed a 10,000-piece puzzle, but without the picture on the box to guide you.
Totally. But for this deep dive, we're going to shine a light on a tool that claims to make that whole Salesforce implementation process a lot less daunting using the power of AI. It's called the Build Agent.
And when we hear about tools like this promising to really bring efficiency to traditionally complex projects, well, it definitely piques our curiosity. We want to know, does it live up to the hype?
Exactly. And that's precisely what we're going to explore today. This resource, this Build Agent thing, suggests that AI can really streamline the entire Salesforce setup from the initial planning stages all the way through to the actual launch.
And for our listeners, the ones out there wrestling with Salesforce implementations or considering them, the real value here is understanding how this could translate into tangible benefits for you. Think faster deployments, way less time spent on manual tasks, and ultimately a smoother, more efficient Salesforce implementation process overall.
Less stress, fewer headaches. Sign me up. So our mission, if you choose to accept it, is to really dig into the nuts and bolts of how this AI tool aims to simplify what can often be a pretty tangled world of Salesforce setup and customization. We're going to break it down, understand how it approaches the planning, development, and even the go-live process.
Sound like a plan. Let's jump in.
Okay, so first things first. The Build Agent starts with what it calls a project brief. And this isn't just some casual conversation about what you want to achieve. This is a structured set of components. Why is this brief so important? And what are the key elements that it includes?
Well, what I find really interesting here is the emphasis on clarity right from the start. It's like laying the foundation for a building, right? If you get that foundation solid, everything else has a much better chance of standing strong. And the first piece of this foundation is all about the customer. It's labeled about the customer, and it goes beyond just knowing their industry. It's about truly understanding their business goals, their aspirations. What are they fundamentally trying to achieve with this Salesforce implementation?
So it's not just knowing, for example, that they're a coffee bean retailer, but understanding how technology can actually help them achieve their vision, whether that's expanding into new markets, launching a new product line, or improving customer loyalty.
Exactly. It's about the why behind the technology. Then we move into the project scope. This is where you get really specific. What exactly will be built? This isn't just a wish list. This is defining the precise features, the customizations needed, and critically, the integrations with other systems. It's all about drawing those clear boundaries around the project.
Okay, so we know who the customer is, what they want to achieve, and what the scope of the project is. But it seems like the expected outcome section is also a vital part of this initial brief. It's not just about listing features, it's about focusing on the real-world benefits, right?
Absolutely. This is where the Build Agent pushes for defining measurable results. What are the tangible improvements they're aiming for? Is it a 20% increase in lead conversion? A 15% reduction in customer service response times? By focusing on these quantifiable outcomes, you ensure the project stays aligned with delivering real business value.
You're keeping your eye on the prize, so to speak. Now, let's be real. No project goes perfectly smoothly. There are always bumps in the road. So the brief also includes a section on project challenges. What kind of potential hurdles does the Build Agent encourage users to think about up front?
This is a smart move because it forces you to be proactive. The resource highlights some of the common pitfalls. For instance, data migration. Moving existing customer data into the new Salesforce system can be a real headache. And then there's user adoption, making sure employees actually embrace and use the new system effectively. It's not just about building it, it's about making sure people use it. And let's not forget those tricky integrations. Getting different software systems to talk to each other seamlessly can be a lot more complex than you might initially anticipate.
It's better to anticipate those challenges early on than to be blindsided by them later in the process. And speaking of being proactive, the last piece of this initial setup is out of scope. It might sound a bit negative, but it's actually crucial for managing expectations, wouldn't you say?
I totally agree. Clearly, defining what is not included in this particular project phase is so important in preventing what's often called scope creep. That's when the requirements start to expand gradually, and before you know it, your timeline and budget are blown. So by explicitly saying this is out, you're setting those necessary boundaries and keeping everyone focused on what really matters.
It's about making sure everyone's on the same page from day one. Mm-hmm. And I think what's really great about all of this is that if we connect this back to the bigger picture, having this level of clarity in the project brief really sets the stage for a much more organized and, let's be honest, less stressful implementation.
It's setting you up for success.
Okay, so we've laid a solid foundation with the project brief. Now the build agent moves into what's called the design section. And this sounds like where the AI really starts flexing its muscles and getting involved in structuring the whole implementation. The resource mentioned something called a solution workspace.
Yeah.
What exactly is this, and how does it help manage what can be a really complex undertaking?
Right. So the solution workspace is presented as this central hub, this AI-powered command center where the entire project's scope starts to come to life. Think of it like a detailed blueprint for your Salesforce implementation. And it organizes everything in a structured way, starting with broad themes. These are like your major areas of functionality, the big buckets. And then within each theme, you have epics, which are larger chunks of work. And finally, those epics are broken down into specific detailed feature breakdowns.
So it's like taking a massive, potentially overwhelming project and breaking it down into these manageable bite-sized pieces.
Exactly. And what's really neat is that the build agent isn't rigid. It allows you to dynamically add new themes and epics as the project evolves. So it gives you that flexibility. The resource even gives some tangible examples of this solution breakdown. For example, let's say you're building a real estate platform. Property listing management might be a theme, with an epic focused on creating the data structures to manage those listings, what Salesforce calls custom objects and fields. Or another theme might be lead management, with epics around setting up those automated processes to capture and nurture leads.
So someone browsing listings gets automatically connected with an agent, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And then there's opportunity management, which covers how you track your sales pipeline and automate all the tasks related to that.
That level of organization just makes everything seem a lot less daunting, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Having this clear overview in the solution workspace means everyone involved, from the business users to the developers, can see how all the pieces fit together. It minimizes miscommunication and helps prevent that scope creep we were talking about earlier.
It's like having that picture on the puzzle box we were missing before. Now, moving from that high-level view, the build agent also has a user stories view. How does this translate those business needs we've identified into actual tasks that the development team can work on?
So the user stories view is where those abstract business requirements get transformed into concrete, actionable steps. It takes that structure we saw in the solution workspace, the themes and epics, and breaks them down even further into these individual user stories. And these are typically written from the perspective of the person who'll be using the system.
So instead of saying automate lead assignment, you might have a user story that says, as a sales representative, I want new leads to be automatically assigned to me based on my territory so that I can follow up quickly.
You got it. And what's really cool about the user stories view is that it's not just a static list. It actually tracks the progress of each user story in real time, so the team can see exactly what's been done and what's still in progress. The resource also mentions that it provides different ways to visualize this, like Kanban boards and tables, which gives teams flexibility in how they manage their workflow. And there's a feature called Jira Sync Integration that's super helpful for teams already using Jira because it keeps everything aligned between the business requirements and the development tasks.
And this ultimately ensures that the development work is focused on delivering those business goals we defined way back in the project brief, right?
Exactly. It keeps everyone moving in the same direction.
Okay, so we've covered the solution workspace and the user stories view. The third part of this design section is the implementation workbook. This sounds like it gets into the nitty-gritty details. What kind of information does it contain?
Think of the implementation workbook as the super detailed instruction manual for actually configuring your Salesforce environment. It takes all those specific configuration details and links them back to the themes and epics we've defined. So, for example, if we go back to that property listing management theme, the workbook would specify exactly which custom objects need to be created, what fields those objects should have, like address, price, number of bedrooms, and how they should all relate to other parts of the system.
So it's like the step-by-step guide for actually building out the system.
Precisely. And it's not just static. It lets you add new system configurations as the project evolves. Plus, it keeps a log of any customizations or modifications, ensuring everything is well documented. This becomes a super valuable reference for the development and deployment teams, taking away a lot of the guesswork.
And reducing the chance of errors down the line, which is always a good thing.
Absolutely. It's all about minimizing those costly mistakes.
So the design section is all about thorough planning and structuring before any actual building happens. But how do we make sure that all this upfront work is actually accurate and complete? That's where the Discover section comes in, right?
Right. The Discover section is all about quality assurance. Make sure you have all the necessary information and that it's all well-defined before you start actually building anything. It's like a final check on your project inputs.
Makes sense. You wouldn't start building a house without making sure your blueprints are complete and accurate.
Exactly. And one of the key features here is what they call the Project Input Quality Indicator. It basically assesses how complete your project data is and even suggests areas where you might need to add more detail or refine what you've already inputted.
So it's like having an AI project manager looking over your shoulder, making sure you haven't missed anything crucial.
Yeah, and it's very proactive. This feeds into what's called the quality score, which is a numerical rating of how well-defined your project details are. And the build agent actually sets a minimum score that you need to reach before you can move on to the actual build phase.
So it's not just pointing out potential problems, it's actually setting a bar for completeness.
Exactly. And if you don't meet that score, it's not the end of the world. The tool has a feature called Project Input Gaps that identifies any missing or unclear information. And then this is the really helpful part. It provides AI-powered recommendations on how to address those gaps.
So it's not just telling you what's wrong, it's helping you fix it.
Exactly. And this proactive approach can save you a ton of time and rework down the line. It's all about building on a solid foundation of information.
Okay, so we've got a solid plan. We've addressed any potential gaps. But with all this information, you're bound to have a lot of documents floating around. The build agent addresses this with something called Document AI, right? How does this help manage all that information?
Yeah, Document AI is all about taming the chaos of project documentation. It starts with the file manager, which is basically a central repository where you store all your project-related files.
So it's like a one-stop shop for all your documents.
Right, but it goes beyond just storage. There's a feature called Automated Insights that uses AI to analyze the content of those documents and extract key details and information automatically.
So it can actually read through things like requirements, documents, design specs, even meeting notes, and pull out the important stuff.
Exactly. And to make it even easier to find what you need, there's robust search and tagging functionality. And then there's this really cool feature called chat-based interaction that lets you ask AI-powered questions about the documents. So you could ask something like, what are the key integration points with our marketing automation system? And the AI will scan through all the relevant documents to give you a concise answer.
That sounds incredibly useful. No more spending hours sifting through mountains of paperwork. So we've talked about planning, design, managing documents, and now it's time to actually configure Salesforce itself. And the build agent has a metadata section for that.
Yeah, the metadata section focuses on connecting to your existing Salesforce environment and extracting its metadata. Metadata is essentially all the underlying structure and configuration of your Salesforce system.
Got it. So how does the build agent connect to an existing Salesforce setup?
Well, it uses something called the Salesforce org connection, which establishes a secure link to your Salesforce instance. And the resource outlines an authentication process that involves the standard Salesforce security, measures things like your organization's URL, your username, password, and a security token.
So it's not just connecting willy-nilly, it's doing it securely. And what happens once that connection is made?
That's when the magic happens. The build agent can start pulling in a ton of information about your Salesforce organization. Things like the structure of your objects, which are basically specialized data tables, the custom fields you've created, any existing workflows you have in place, and other configuration settings.
So it's getting a complete picture of your current Salesforce environment.
Exactly. And then, just like with the documents, the Automated Insights feature analyzes this extracted metadata and provides insights for optimizing your implementation plan and the system setup. It's like having an AI consultant who understands the DNA of your Salesforce org.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Yeah. So when we look at the big picture, how does the build agent actually speed up the Salesforce implementation process?
Well, it does it in a few key ways. It provides that structured framework that guides the entire development lifecycle, from the initial project brief to the final configuration. It automates a lot of those manual and time-consuming tasks, like extracting insights from documents and analyzing metadata. And it leverages AI at various points to identify potential problems and suggest solutions. This combination of structure, automation, and AI is designed to make the entire process much more efficient and less prone to errors.
So it's like having an AI-powered co-pilot guiding you through the entire Salesforce implementation journey.
That's a great analogy. And the resource also mentions that the build agent is part of a larger platform called GetGenerative.ai, which is designed to support the entire Salesforce implementation lifecycle from the very beginning to the very end.
This has been a really fascinating look at the build agent and how it's using AI to change the game for Salesforce implementations. It definitely sounds like a tool worth exploring for anyone facing this kind of project.
I agree. The level of planning, analysis, and automation it offers is pretty remarkable.
And for our listeners, I think it really begs the question, what other complex business processes could be transformed by AI? It's an exciting time to be in the tech world.
Absolutely. The possibilities seem endless.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive for today. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening.